Barb Friedel. She is the manager of education technologies for the Michigan Department of Education. Barb, good morning.
Well, good morning.
I recently received some information about Michigan announcing plans to host Digital Learning Day. Michigan will be a part of the first National Day of Digital Learning. Tell us about this.
That's correct. We are actually going to use Digital Learning Day as a kickoff for Michigan's Year of the Digital Learner. So we're going to not just look at it as one day, but an entire year of lots of exciting events, all designed to really support and draw attention to the fact that students around the state of Michigan are really enhancing their education, we're engaging them better, and they are doing a lot with digital learning, both, actually K through 12 in every grade in our school.
This is going to get kicked off with a press conference tomorrow. You're kind enough to come on the program this morning to talk about this. Why is this so important?
Well, I think it's important for a lot of reasons. Number one, there's been a lot of research out there that says our students are different than students were 10, 20 years ago, and they're more used to a world where they use technology both at home and you know, in their free time, and when they walk into school, they need to be able to see the same tools that they use outside the classroom. And that means not just, you know, online learning, but using the great whiteboards and computers in the classroom. Even some teachers are even letting students use their phones, their mobile phones, iPads, just so many different things that we can, really tools that we're using to enhance the educational process.
You know, Barb, we have had some union officials on the program, some teachers, some administrators, and they are dead set against this type of technology. I've heard everything from there's no one-on-one or personal interaction between instructor and student. Their students are left to their own devices, and when trying to get help, they have challenges, whether it's via the phone or online to get help, that it is not clear as classroom instruction. How would you respond to those objections?
I certainly would not promote any type of program that resulted in that kind of a experience for the student. We certainly don't promote students being turned loose with a computer and no instructor. There's all kinds of digital learning, and you know, we look at teachers using technology in the classroom, accessing the internet so that it opens up the entire world for their students, all the way to students taking an online class for whatever reason that they can't be in the classroom, and having a highly qualified teacher deliver the instruction for that student. So if they're experiencing situations where a student has no interaction with an instructor, that is not the kind of online learning or digital experience we want our students to have. I would like to talk to those folks if that's what they're seeing, because that's not what we promote at the Department of Education.
The Michigan Department of Education is announcing plans to host the first Digital Learning Day. Now, this is a national effort that will be year-long. It gets kicked off tomorrow with a press conference at the Donnelly School over in East Lansing starting at 9:30 tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking more about this tomorrow morning. Fascinating topic, Barb, and I can't wait to dive into it some more. Thanks so much. Please keep in touch, and you want to add something?
To say, anyone that wants to learn more about Digital Learning Day or the Year of the Digital Learner, all they need to go to the McCall website, macul.org, and they'll be able to click on Year of the Digital Learner.
It's fascinating to watch kids get online with digital learning. They love it, don't they?
Well, they do, and so do a lot of teachers.
All right. Thanks so much, Barb.
Thank you. Take care.